Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 15th, 2014. Today is Saturday in the first week of Lent. In Mark's telling of the Jesus story, he wastes no time showing the reader how quickly Jesus runs afoul of the religious conventions and the religious leadership of his day. 2 days ago, we heard the story of Jesus healing the man paralyzed. But that was not without some controversy, because before healing the man, Jesus says to him, "Your sins are forgiven." The people, the religious leadership, "Who can forgive sins but God?" Murmur, murmur, murmur. Then yesterday we heard the story of Jesus calling Alphaeus, also known as Matthew, the tax collector, but then getting in difficulty with the religious leadership because he's eating at the table with tax collectors and sinners, the people who are not on the up and up, the people who are the outcasts or the people who are on the margins. Jesus is eating with people that no self-respecting rabbi would dare sit at table with. And then today, two more stories of Jesus in conflict with the religious leadership, both having to do with the keeping of Sabbath. The first story involves his disciples plucking heads of grain on the Sabbath, and the religious leadership noticing it and saying to Jesus, "Why are your disciples doing that? Don't they have a respect for the Sabbath?" And Jesus' retort is, "Sabbath was created for humanity, not the other way around." And then, as if to live into that Sabbath is not simply keeping rules, Jesus heals a man in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he prefaces that healing by asking the religious leadership a direct question. Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? To save life or to kill? Clearly, Jesus is bringing a new interpretation to the law, a new way of living a life of faith. But it is not without some conflict. It is not without some controversy. And in fact, after the healing in the synagogue on the Sabbath, Mark tells us that the religious leadership begins to plot Jesus' demise. It's hard for 21st century Americans to get our head around how important Sabbath keeping was. And because we probably have a little bit of an independent streak, we probably really rejoice in the way that Jesus gives it to those stick-in-the-mud religious people. But I think these lessons that we've heard over the last several days give us an opportunity as religious people to think broadly and widely. What are the rules that we have imposed on the faith? Who are the people on the margins that are not acceptable to us? How have we turned the gospel of freedom into a set of checklists and rules? How would we react to someone coming into our worship space and confronting our way of doing things and turning those ways upside down? Jesus comes in the first century with a message of freedom. He comes with that same message in the 21st century. The question is, have we, as his would-be followers, become so bound by our rules, written and unwritten, the way things have to be done, the way liturgy has to be accomplished, the way that we have to have certain things and certain other things are not permitted, the way that we live out congregational life with a lot of unwritten rules about who's in and who's out, the sort of social conveyances and conventions. I wonder if Jesus showed up to one of our congregations, if we would welcome him with the same sort of welcome as the scribes and the Pharisees. Let us pray. O God, by your word you marvelously carry out the work of reconciliation. Grant that in our Lenten fast we may be devoted to you with all our hearts, and united with one another in prayer and holy love, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.